Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WTIC. There's a reason we're playing that, Joe.
Yes, it's Carlos Santana's birthday.
Yes. So.
And people don't know this, but Representative Joe Courtney used to be a backup singer in Santana. So people weren't aware of that fact. In fact, our second district representative joins us now. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning. I can't think of a better band to play with, that's for sure.
I know.
Well, speaking of play with, before we get to the topics at hand, a little birdie told me you almost had an ace yesterday at Tallwood Country Club. Is that correct?
Wow, I did, actually. It was never had one, but came awful close. It was about 16 inches we measured it, so...
On 6 or 14, God. That's the only thing my spy didn't tell me.
Yeah, 16.
It was 16. Yep. Okay. All right, good.
Yep.
What's your handicap?
I'm an 11.
Oh, so. Well, pardon me.
Yep.
Instantly takes you out of my league. So, well, that's good. It's good that you get a chance to get out and relax because you're still working hard, even though these are difficult times. And
yeah.
I know it seems, Congressman, that we've been so consumed with coronavirus and social justice and now in our state getting people back to school that we've forgotten, and some people have forgotten about base issues. You haven't, one of them being one of your passions, which is the crumbling foundation crisis.
Right. So you're right. That problem continues to fester, and about a week ago in my neighborhood, another house went up on a jack, and the foundation's being replaced. A couple weeks ago, we did the infrastructure bill in the House, and we were able to get three amendments added to the bill, HR2. One was to include schools that have been damaged by pyrotite to be part of the Rebuild America school provision that was in there. Again, Birch Grove Elementary School up in Tallinn had to be torn down. It's a 20-year-old building that, again, whose foundation was riddled with pyrotite, and we suspect there's going to be other cases of that. So we got school reconstruction with pyrotite included in the bill. John Larson and myself got the property casualty loss basically reestablished because it had been basically cut off in the 2017 tax bill. Again, that allows people to deduct for the cost of any unreimbursed expenses, you know, that you go through when you rebuild a home. Again, Connecticut's insurance program is terrific. It does not cover all the costs necessarily of replacing a foundation, so that provision was added. And lastly, in the HUD Community Development Block Grant Program, we got home reconstruction included in a CDBG provisions for homeowners who are eligible for that type of assistance. So again, you know, every time we get the Congress and the federal government to step up and recognize that this problem is there, you know, we keep sort of chipping away at it, to use a bad metaphor. And we also think we're going to get some money in a spending bills that, again, we're taking up this week. I just landed in Washington. We're actually bringing out the defense bill in about 3 or 4 hours, which includes provision on submarine construction, which I think fills a gap that was in the plan that came over from the administration last February. I'm going to be helping manage the bill on the floor in a little while. So, you know, had my day yesterday out on the course, but we're back in D.C. where, by the way, that they're projecting the temperature is going to be the equivalent of 114 degrees with humidity. It's going to be a hot place.
Got it. Hey, when you manage a bill, okay, yep. through, you know, try to shepherd it through the House. What do you have to do? Just twist arms? What happens?
So we've gone through the full committee markup, and we've gone through the Rules Committee. So now it's really just helping manage the debate on the floor. And the good news is the defense bill passed 56-0 when we brought, you know, we marked it up a couple weeks ago. And the provision on shipbuilding, which, again, is my piece of the bill because I chair up the Sea Power Committee, again, no controversy that my Republican counterpart, Rob Whitman from Virginia, will be on the floor, again, in tandem with me on this measure. So there won't be arm twisting in this case, that's for sure.
Talking with 2nd District Congressman Joe Courtney. Back to the crumbling foundations. Have we made enough progress on that? I mean, I know you've been a constant advocate, and there's others, but are we lagging behind in addressing this problem?
So the insurance program that the state set up, they send out monthly updates in terms of the number of homes that have been repaired, and again, it's an impressive start to the problem. Some of the most severely compromised homes have really gotten assistance, and I know a lot of these people personally, again, just from working on it over the last 4 years. But again, it's a sort of a slow, it's got a long fuse and a slow process of reaction, because it's a rust that happens over time when pyrotite is exposed to moisture. So we know that there's still a lot more meat left on the bone out there in terms of homes that are going to continue to pop up with this problem. And again, trying to get federal assistance to help support what the state has been doing, I think, is critical. There are a couple of other, I think, key issues. We're getting the National Institute of Science and Technology along with some private firms that do concrete remediation to try and see if there's a cheaper way of fixing these homes than having to lift, clean, and replace, which is, you know, the way that we're doing it right now. And that makes sense in terms of, you know, the technology that's there. But there is some interesting work that's being done in terms of whether or not there's ways to kind of extract the impurities and rebond the foundation without going to the, you know, the full cost of having to completely replace it. And that's also in the budget this year in terms of the NIST money to try and get, again, better choices and hopefully more affordable choices to fix these foundations.
Joe Courtney is with us, and it was in your neighborhood. You say somebody's, the house is up, and now they're going to replace the foundation, and then I would assume drop it back down. But, we've talked about this before, Joe. How many people are there in this state that can do this kind of work? It's pretty time-consuming, and it takes some skill.
It does. I mean, the contractors, you know, the good old-fashioned free market has definitely resulted in people getting into the business. And so you're actually seeing now more firms that are bidding on these projects that, again, the state is helping finance at this point. And as a result, the price per foundation has actually come down. The cap on the fund that Connecticut pays for is $175,000 per home. The average cost that they're paying out claims on is around $150,000, which is an encouraging sign that you know, again, the bidding process is resulting in you know, the work getting done for a lower price than was originally estimated when they set up the program.
Are you concerned, Congressman, that the president will follow through on his threats about the spending bill because he's upset about all these forts changing names and the like?
Well, again, on the testing and tracing threat to strike any funding for that, I just think that his allies in the Senate are just going to totally revolt and not allow that to happen. You know, when you look at the states that are the hotspots right now, Arizona, Texas, you know, some of the Gulf states that are down there, you know, those are Republican districts and Republican Senate seats, and every governor down there knows that we've got to get more testing capacity. Having a situation right now where it takes 5 to 10 days to get a test back, it almost makes testing pointless in terms of, you know, being able to treat people and address their positive cases. So I think that threat is going to go by the wayside. The other issue that I think a lot of us are still kind of nervous about, and we'll see what this package looks like tomorrow on Tuesday, is just whether or not the funding is going to be there for schools and for states and local governments, because everybody wants schools to reopen. I mean, there's no question the benefits of that for kids and parents and, you know, instruction is so much better when people are in person. But the fact is that it's just, you can't do it just, you know, like schools looked like back in February. I mean, there's going to have to be some modifications. There's going to have to be some plans made about staffing. And right now that, you know, that is about resources. It sounds like the Republican Senate package is going to include money to help with the school reopening issue. Again, there's just no partisan breakdown in terms of which states are going to have to struggle with this problem. So I think that, you know, Republican governors, Republican legislators are going to create the external pressure to make sure that that type of approach gets assistance. And lastly, we'll see how, you know, the unemployment compensation issue is dealt with. I mean, everyone knows there's probably going to be a modification. You know, Governor Lamont talked about that a couple days ago, but we can't have a cliff that people go off on April, on August 1st. I mean, there's just going to be, the economy is going to seize up when you've got that many people out of work, and to have their benefits just, as I said, fall off a cliff.
No question. Congressman, we got to run. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks.
Stay cool down there. We appreciate it.
Okay, guys.
Thank you. That's Congressman Joe Courtney.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.